We end up Tzadik Chesam and Aleph. Before we learn Tosfos, let's just perhaps go quickly over the Gemara. Omar Abaya, Hoche B'Skoifa Kamalas Askinon. Abaya said Pshat in the Mishnah that is speaking about in Skoifa Kamalas. Rishus Arabim Oiveres Lefoneon. And the Sefer fell out into the Rishus Arab. So Toich Dalad Amis, we hear in the Baraisa there's a difference if it fell Toich Dalad Amis or Chutzla Dalad Amis. So Toich Dalad Amis, the Nofalo Maisilei, if it falls and he'll bring it back, Leosili Dechi Yevchata Shorilei Rabbono. So therefore the Rabbono Wamata, Chutzla Ba Amis, the Maisilei Osili Dechi Yevchata, Chutzla Dalad Amis, if he'll bring it from the Rishus Harab to the Askoife, he'll be chayv achates, l'shori le'rabon. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi toich dalad ames nami nigzer, dilma ma'ayel mershus arabim l'shus ayochit. If he was geyser ashvus, he was geyser chutz l'dalad ames, because he might bring, he were geyser to be geylu, because he might bring in by nofal. So let's be afraid that Filoteich Daladamas is also a potential Shash Chilu Shabbos. He might take it from the Rishus Arabim and bring it into the Bayis. Chitei Mekiv Demav Sekes Kalmulis Leslumbo. I maybe you'll say, since there's a Hefsek Kalmulis, so there's no Israel, even though he's taking from a Rishus Arabim and bringing into Rishus Ayochin. Omarov amavachayvitz mitchilas arba l'seif arba ve'viray derech olof chay. Rav said that amavachayvitz mitchilas arba l'seif arba ve'viray derech olof chay. So memele, so we say even though it went through a mokim p'tur, afal pikein is chay. So who had been here if he made an akira b'shus ayochid and an anocha b'shus arabim, even though he went through the askoife, he's chay. So Rashi says, Pshat, let's just learn two Rashis, and then we'll see Tosfos. Rashi says that, Nami Nigzel, let us see Rashi, Nami Nigzel Rab Yehuda, the Gozer Shvus, Av Pekisve HaKodesh, Nigzel Dilme Nofel Kulei Miyode, let us be afraid the whole Sefer might fall out of his hand, V'ozil V'shokilei B'Rishus HaRabim, who go out and take in the Rishus Arabim, umaisi lei beraglov v'soich habayis, and will bring it into the house, delchei skoifet. Bekama ayol m'rishus harabim l'rishus ayochit. He's bringing from Rishus Arabim to Rishus ayochit. So the Gemara said, maybe you'll say, since the skoifet is mafsik, there's no chiyav hachnose. So we learned, amem rav rove, hamaver chayfetz, mitchilas arba l'soif arba v'vir derech olof. So Rashi says, Lamai Lomi Roshay. He picked something up and he lifted it over his head, Sha'okri Meshus Arabim, Ve'lichei Derech Lamai Lomi Roshay Ve'inichei L'Seif Arba Chayim. Va'avol Gav Davire Mokim Ptur, even though it went to an Avir of Mokim Ptur, Achinami Loi Mahani Kim Loi Noch Baskoif. So the same thing, since there was no Hanochi of Mokim Ptur, so the same thing should be over here, that he should be chay. That was the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Tosfos. Ba'omar Rove, Hamavir Chayfetz Mitchilas Arba L'Seif Arba Ve'viri Derech Olav Chay. Perish Bekunteres. Derech Olav means L'Maylo Miyut Shehu Mokim Ptur. So that was the Chiddush of Rove. The Chiddush of Rove was that even though the Etzem Havore was not in the through the Rishus Arabim, that some havore was lemaila miyud, the mokim ptur. But since there was an akira b'Rishus Arabim, and anoche after daunam is b'Rishus Arabim, so it doesn't matter what was in between. The Gemara says, "Hu adin if a person is machnis b'Rishus Arabim l'Rishus Ayochid." So it doesn't. So since it was an akira b'Rishus Arabim and anoche b'Rishus Ayochid, so it does not matter, even though there was a kamalus in between. V'teim olari. So the Ri asks Akashe, the Adam Maisi Midarove. instead of bringing a raya from Rava to this Yesod, Rava is God speaking about Melechus Mavir, and we're speaking about Melechus Hachnosa. So the Ri asked, instead of bringing a raya from Rava, which he was an Amoire, Havale Lesuye Mitanekame de Benaza. The Tanakama de Benaze the Oma Beperikame de Shabbat, Hamoitzi Machnus Leplatye Derechsto, Chaya. We have in the Perish Chaya picture also, we have in page 214, the bottom picture. So we have the Chanus is a Rishus Yochid. The stov, people used to sit there. This was not a mokim hiluch harabim. This was a kamalus. And then the platya was a rishus harabim. That was a mokim ashuk. So memele, so the Tanakhama says, if a person takes out from the chnus, derech stov, and goes into the rishus harabim, makes anocha b'shus harabim, he is chai. So we have an often a tane that by melechus haitzoh, even though the between the Akire from the Rishus HaYochid and the Nocha B'Shus HaRabim there was a Hilochet Derech Karmelis, it is not Mavsik in the Melochet. So this is a Tanit. So that's the Emerson what our Gemara is interested to prove. So why didn't the Gemara bring the Tanakama, the Benazai? Benazai holds Grad in this case you are Potter because he holds Mahalach Koimedomi. So therefore, according to Benazai, as soon as he comes to the stov, we consider there was a hanoch in the stov. So he took out from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. And later, it's from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRab. But not according to Benazai, you are chayiv. So we see a Rishus Shel Ptul Be'emtza Meloche is not mafsik in the Meloche. Yeah. Val kochoch shmi alei ahi bereise. And the Gemara knew of this Baraisa, the Besomach Maisi Milsa de Benazai. Later the Gemara brings that the Baraisa is going according to Benazai. That is the safe of this Baraisa. So Kochoch he knew about this Baraisa. V'chein kosher lekamo. Now another kasha Taisa says on Rashi. Gabi oimed odom b'rishus hayochid. There's a Mishnah further. A person can stand in the Rishus hayochid. U'metaltal b'rishus harab. Let us say he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, by a window, and he's permitted to be metaltal b'Rishus HaRabim. That means he picks up something in the Rishus HaRabim and moves it less than Dalad Amos away. U'bulvad shelo yoytzi chutz lo Dalad Amos. He should be careful, he should not be moytzi et chutz lo Dalad Amos, because then he'll be chayev al tzavoret. But if he's metaltal teich dalad amis, so it's permissible. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that we are not chayish, since he is standing in the Rishus HaYochid, perhaps by mistake he might take the chayvitz that he's being metaltal in the Rishus HaRabim and will bring it into the Rishus HaYochid. So we see he's not chayish. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. So it says on this Mishnah as follows: Oymed odom b'Rishus HaYochid, the metaltal b'Rishus HaRabim. Bovad shalay yaitzi chutz l'daladamis. Become a big moret. Ho hoitzi. What will be the din if itake was moitzi chutz l'daladamis? Chayiv chatz. The gemore leime messiah l'rove. So this is a raya to rove. If he's chayiv chatz, it's a raya to rove. The oma amave chayfetz. At the amave chayfetz, mitchilos arba, losayf arba, bavirei derech olom yechay. So according to Rashi, the chiddush of Rava was that the etzem havora was l'mayla miyut. Now, in this case, l'chayre, what's the raya to Rava that here the havora was l'mayla miyut? How do we see from this halacha that yechayev, if he was metaltal daladamis, that it's speaking about it was l'mayla miyut? Leime misayel l'Rava, but I'm amav v'chayv. U'pirish sham hakunteretz. So Rashi says, Pshat, Masnissin nami mayri bo'oymed al hagag shalomayla miyut. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Oymed odom b'rishus hayochid metaltal b'rishus harabim. Is not speaking about he's standing on the ground floor, and he sticks his hand outside the door. Now he's standing on a gag. So the gag already is Yud Tfachim Tol. So Memele, so when he picks it up, he picks it up, Lamaila Meyut. He's picking it up, Lamaila Meyut. And it says that if you're Mavadal Damesh, you're Chayev. The Avika Eina Yidarov, the Ayri Bemavir Derech Olof. The Koshel Perushoi. So Taisus asks, the Gag Man Dechav Shmei. Who said we're speaking about a Gag? The Shusayochik Tani Bemas Nisan, Veloy Gag. And the Emes and Afilu, he's standing on the Gag. How is the Muchach that he's picking it Lamaila Meyut? Because when he bent down over the Gag to pick it up from the Rishus HaRabim, so Yizichu was able to reach over till the ground. So Memeila, how is the Muchach that he's picking it Lamaila Meyut? That's Tais Vizkasha and Rash. Chsam Sefer in Sechte the Shabbos, Tav Chesam at Beis, wants to fa'em for Rash. If I emphasize that Rashi holds like the Shittas HaRaivet. Now what is the Shittas HaRaivet? The Rashbe in Shabbos on the Chesamet Beis brings down a Raivet. The Raivet says as follows. The Machlik is the Rashbe and the Raivet. The Rashbe says that a person is permitted lechatchile to be metaltel pochas midal adamas. That means if there's a in Rishus HaRav, if you have a chayfetz, which is munach in one mokim, and you want to move it poches midaladamis, you want to move it less than daladamis, lechatchila you're allowed to move it. There's no issa whatsoever in that. That shittas HaRashbe. It's a raif in a gemara in Shabbos. Rashbe asks, we see in Seif Masechta Shabbos, Mishahechshech, that they will only matter poches midal adamis, but mokim hefzid. It's not such a glatte keheta. So the Rashbe says, because there's a different story. They're speaking about we want to be metaltal more than dal adamis, but we're doing it in a few steps. Every time poches midal adamis. But since the intent is we want to move it more than dal adamis for shusarab, they will only matter this, the mokim said it. But if he only wants to move it less than dal adamis, then he's permitted to do it. That Shittas HaRashbe. Then the Rashbe brings that the Raivet told Nitazoy. The Raivet told, one is not permitted to move something in the Rishus HaRav Mafila Poches Midal Damas. Fine. Frektach the Rashbe from Raivet from this Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Oymet Odom B'Rishus HaYochid U'metaltul B'Rishus HaRabim U'Bavach Lo Yaitzi Chutz L'Dal Damas. It says, Klo, a person can stand in the Rishus HaYochid be metaltal in the Rishus HaRabim, poches midal damas, and often the Mishnah, so you see, klor it is mutter. What did the Raivet do with this Mishnah? So the Rashbe emphasizes that the Raivet held as follows. But the Oymik Sforoso is, I don't understand, but Al Kaponim, let us see what the Raivet said. So the Raivet said that Be'emesin, the reason why they asked poches midal damas, they were afraid if it will be metaltal poches midal damas, it might be toye be metaltal dal damas. But this Mishnah is speaking about that when he's metaltal poches midalad amis, it is speaking about that he lifted it lamaila miyut. That means, so he did two things. Number one, he's metaltal poches midalad amis. Number two, this tiltal poches midalad amis, he lifted it lamaila miyut, so the havora of the poches midalad amis was in a mokim ptur, and then he put it down again. So if you have talti litivuse, then they weren't geyser. Maybe that's a hecker. I don't know exactly what the svar is, but al koponim, so since it's poches midal damis, and the havor is lamaila miyud, then the raivet was mata. But if it's lamaila miyud, it's chayv. It's awesome. So memele, so the chsam sefer says, Rashi held like the raivet. So memele, so it has to be speaking about that he was on a gag. Because if he wasn't on a gag, so poches midal damas would also be yours. So the reisha that says, Oymed Odom B'Shus HaYochid Metalto B'Shus HaRabim is speaking about a kocher, he's on a gag. And then it says, but if he was Mavadal damas, he's Chayev, is a raya to Rove. Is a raya to Rove, that Rove says that by Mavir, if even though you were Havirei Derech Olov, you're also Chayev. So Mamela, that's so according to the Raivit, it's very geschmack what the Raya from this Mishnah is to love. Ba'id kasha, a third kasha on Rash. The Peri Kama de Shabbos, Gabi Oymet Odom Ala Yiskoife, a person is standing on a Yiskoife, Masik Obavad Shalo Yitel Mibala Bayis, the Yitain Laoni. A person is standing on a Yiskoife, which is a Mokim Ptur, so he's allowed to take from the Oni who's standing in the Rosh Hashanah. He's allowed to give to the Oni, the same way for the Balabos. Obavad Shalo Yitel Mibala Bayis, the Yitain Laoni. May only be eating labalabayas. The imnotal vinosan shloshtam pturim. What is the halacha? If he took from the oni, and he's standing on the iskaifa, and gave to the balabos, so all three are potter. The main chiddush is that he's also potter, that when, even though he took from the oni that's aimed by shusarab and gave to the balabos, he is fine. He's potter. So this is a tyufta de rove. That is a lechayre, he was oikir mershus haram, was meniach beshus hayochi, it went through a mokim too. The oma rove hama vechayfet. So from here, it's opgefrekt rove. Frek de gemore, my kushe. Avalei lemeime, the rove sove ke rabbonon de benaz. He can't shlug up rove. Rove, yes, the Rabbon and the Benazai say, Klo, you hear me a Baraisa, that the Baraisa says, Oymed Odom al Iskoife, and if he took from the Oni and gave to the Balabos, he's Potter. Fine. So the Baraisa is not like Rove. That's true, because it seems from the Baraisa, since there was a Hefsik between the Akira and the Anoche, you are Potter. That's not like, but that's Yufta the Rove. Rove has the Chachomim of Benazai, hold like him. That was the case of the Chomel Benazi, Emeitzi Mechnus Leplat Yedar Stov, they said Yechayim. So Rove here Zicher Atane Kevosei, so it's not Tiyufte the Rove. I can say Tiyufte. Lekach Nira Leri Leforeish, so therefore, because of all these kashes, the Ri wants to say Anup Shatn Gans. Derech Olof Keperish Rabbeinu Chanamo. Sheperish Beperkama De Shabbos, Derech Olav, Hainu Mi Minoi Lismoilai. Let us look at picture 14 on page 214. It's Mi Minoi Lismoilai. That means as follows, that someone went and picked up something, and they picked it up, and he with his right hand, then he gave it over to his left hand, and he put it down after Daladamas. After Daladamas. So he made an Akire and the Anoche, and the Ikevot is not Mimini Lismoiloi, the Ikevot is that there's a time when the thing that he lifted up is Keneged Gufoi. Now there'd be a Havamina, let us explain what the Chiddush of Rava was. The Chiddush of Rava was that when a person is picking up something and his Yad is away from the Guf and he's moving it, so that's poshet, that's not called noch. It'd be a hava mina, but when it's yodoi, keneged gufoi, when his yad is opposite the goof, and the goof is noch, because the goof, he's standing there, that he's an oimed lofush, so there'd be a svara to say, as soon as it comes keneged gufoi, it should be considered noch. And if it would be considered noch, he would be potter, because he made a hanoche in the middle of the havor of the aldamas pishus harab. So that is the Chiddush of Rove. The Chiddush of Rove is that afilu, when it comes keneged gufoi, and the guf is noch, but al kaponim, since he is moving it, so it never gets a shame noch. That was the Chiddush of Rove. Now let us see Taisus. The kach nira l'ri l'forish, derech olav keper shabay nechananu. Shepirish berkama de Shabbos, derech olav, hayne mimine l'smoyle, davisal ke daitoch, the mavir mitzad yeminoi lismoiloi derech gufoi. There'd be a svorah to say that if a person is mavir mitzad yeminoi lismoiloi derech gufoi, to have a chshuve kumenachas, that as soon as it comes keneged gufoi, it should be called noch. Vafilu hachichayev, and that's the chiddush of rov. Da chshuve kemalechas. that it's called Mahalech, it's not called Noch, the Mahalech is it, because it's moving. So even though it's connected goof, or in the goof is Noch, so I would think it becomes Nigra, boss of the goof, it's Pemokim a goof, Avo Pikin is a Loch of Mahalech. Vahashti, that was the member of Rav. Vahashti Osi Shapet. Vahi Oimet Alas Gufa Dohochet. Our Gemara, that is speaking about that a person was Oimet Alas Gufa, he was Kaire Bas Gufa. Let us just see our Gemara for 1 minute, and then we'll go back to Taisus. So Taisus learns Pshat, that a person was, he was sitting down on the Eskufa, and as the Masho explains, the Gemara held, if it's a short Eskufa, it's speaking about Eskufa that's Dalet Tvachim. So he's sitting down on this small Eskufa, on his left side is a Rishus Harabim, on the right side is the Bayis, and he's learning his Kaira B'Sefer on this small Eskufa. And then all of a sudden, the Sefer was Nafal Rosh Hashanah. And he's sitting on the Skufa Kamalis. So the Gemara says, so it says in the Baraisa, that if it fell Toich Dal Adamis, it's a good Biyodai, he's permitted to be Goylulit. So when that Goyzer, maybe he'll pull out of his hand, because if he falls out of his hand and he'll take it into the scoop, it's still taking only from a Rosh Hashanah to a Kamalis. So the Gemara asked, but let us be Goyzer, now we will appreciate the Gzeira very much. He's standing and he's sitting down in the scoop of Kamalis. Let us be Goyzer, he'll pick it up from the Rosh Hashanah and he'll put it into the Rosh Hashanah. This is a very small Eskufa, it fell down the first time, so let's be afraid, he'll pick it up from the, if not, he'll go out into the Rosh Hashanah. He's sitting. He's gonna remain sitting. It fell out of his hand, so he's gonna go and pick it up, and put it into the Rosh Hashanah. That's what he's going to do. Now, if he does such a procedure, in the midst of the procedure, when he brings it connected Gufoy, so now there'd be a Svara to say it's considered Noch. There will be such a svara to say. So it's called Noch Baskaife. So in order to disprove this svara, the Gemara says Rav said it's not considered Noch. So that's why the Gemara brought the Memra of Rav. The whole Chiddush of Rav was that if a person is Kavua in one Mokim, and he takes from one side to the other side, when it's Bo Keneged Gufa, it is not considered Noch. So Memela, Lekachni Liri Leforish, Derech Olav Keper Shebein Echananu, Shapirish Birkama de Shabis Derek Olo Aina Meminulus Mela, Davasalke Daitak the Bava Mitsadiminus Mel Derek Gufidavak Shuvikamanachas, and Velochi Chayev the Shuvikamalechas the Malechas, he bashtos, he Shabbat, the Oymed Oskuf, the Och, Udalakam on Iri. So both guys speaking about Shoymed Bemokimechot, not the way Rashi said he's going to walk out into the Rosh Hashanah. No, he's standing in one place. And now, so that's the case, so the Gemara Vaita, and that's the same Gemara Vaita, Oymet Odom Beshus HaYochid Metaltel Beshus HaRabim, it's also the same thing, he's standing by the door in front of the Shus HaRabim, and he picks it up, and he goes and pushes it less than Daladamit. But if he'll push it, but if he'll put it Daladamit, We'll put it Dalad Amis, B'Shus HaRabim, he'll be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, I was Derech Olof. If he's standing on the bottom floor, he's sticking his head out of the window, so it's Derech Olof. Afal Pikein, it's not considered Noch. So therefore, the Gemara brings a Chayiv to Rovet. V'ayil Lekamon Kegoyin Shemashlim Alba Yidei Zrike. Taisvis held, Vishloim Ma'ar Gemara, it's not speaking about Bechlal, by Havorim. Speaking about that he's sitting on a skufa that's dalet for him, so he can hand it from one hand to the other hand. But some of he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and he's bending down into the Rishus HaRabim, it's some to be difficult to be mavir the whole thing, be yodav, so be mashlam the dalet amis with zrike. So that's why Taisvus says, the Gemara, did not bring the Baraisa, because we're speaking about a different Diyun in Gansen. We're not speaking a Diyun of the Etzem Havara was in a Mokem Ptur. That we can learn from the Tanakhama of Ben Azai. The Diyun is that when it's Bok in Negde, it doesn't have a Locha of Noch. Now, it's very interesting, though, that Rabbeinu Chananel over here by us says like Rashi. Let us see the Gemara further. We had in the Mishnah, if a person was standing Beroy Shagag, was laying a sefer Beroy Shagag, and it fell out, it slipped out of his hand. So it says in the Mishnah, if it's till Yud Tvachim Atachtoinim, is Goyle Letzloi. If it went into the Yud Tvachim, which is Avar Rishus Arabim, is Oifchoi Alaksav. Soifchoi Alaksav. So he turns it upside down. Frek de Gemore Umi Shoi, Vahasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Koisvei Sforim Tvilin Mezuzes, Lahitiru Lahen Lahapech Yeriye. These people are busy writing specific Torah Tzvorim Mezuzes. They were not matter that they should go and turn it upside down. Lahapech. So Rashi says, Yiriyas Klaf Alponer, Lahogin Olehosh, Layale Ovakalo Isis. He doesn't want it to get dusty. Apalpikain, you are not permitted to turn it upside down. Elo, you have a problem, it's going to get dusty. You have fresh ink, it might get dusty. Elo Poires Oleo Esabeget. That is the only Eitzer. This is a bizoyan of Kitzvei HaKadosh to turn it upside down. So the Mela, so the Gemara, and if you want heaven, eats it. So the only eats it is Peiris Alas Abege. So the Gemara asks, so how are you allowed to be Mahapach? It says over here, Hoi Prey Alaksav, you're not allowed to do that. That's a Bezoyin Kisvei Kodesh. And for the Gemara, Hosom Efshah. No, that what, the Gemara, the Havmin, it seems, learned as follows. Loi Hitirulan Lahapach Iri Al Tonel. You're not allowed to do that. That's bizoy. What is the eitze? You have a problem. Alapayrus aleus habeget. Mistama the Gemara and the Havamina learned what would be if he wasn't ever beget. So that you have a problem, so it can get dusty. That's how the Gemara and the Havamina learned. The Havamina the Gemara learned lo yetirlam lahapechir. That's not mut. That's a bizoy. Not allowed to turn a safe upside down. Your problem. Alapayrus aleus habeget. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so why would they hear Mata to be Mahapach the Sefer? So the Gemara says, no, Hosom Efshah. Hoch Eloi Efshah. No, the Loi Hetiru is not Behechlet. Loi Hetiru, because there's an Eitzah of Peiris Aleh Sabeget. So therefore, since you have an Eitzah of Peiris Aleh Sabeget, so therefore, Loi Hetiru Lan Lahapach Iri Al Ponel. Avo hoche, lo yevshe. Hoche lo yevshe. If you don't have an eitze, and Bemison, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, Bemison is not only a shayla of the eitze shouldn't get dusty. Bemison, there's a bizoyin to leave a sefer open with the ksav megula. And Bemison that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So Kaisvei Sforim Tum Mezuzah Tirlam Lahapach Iriyah. So I'm not leaving the Ksav Megula, I'm turning it upside down. No, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to leave the Ksav Megula, Alapayas Aleh Sabegah. That is the only Eitz. So the Gemara answered, no, Hosam Efshah. There, if you have an Eitz of Payas Aleh Sabegah, so Zichi Yimachuyiv to do that. And that is better than being Mahapach. There's no problem with that. Hoche lo yevsh. To be peiris aleh sabeget, this you can't do. Ve lo yapech, Ikke bezoin kisve akoidish tvei. So now you have two alternatives. To leave the kisve akoidish megula, or to turn it upside down. So here the eitze is, one should turn it upside down. So it's fakad, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if a person has a sefer open, and that's what the Taz says in Yeredeya. If a person has a sefer open, and he has no way to cover it, so then he should have to turn it upside down. He says, leaving Sifrei Kodesh Megula is a greater bezoyin than turning it upside down. So the Gemara says, here we go, but if one can't cover it, one should cover it. Someone puts a sefer on top of it, I don't know if that helps too much. He's not covering it. There's an inyan of cover, not to leave the ksav Megula. To put a hat on top of it, I once saw someone said that Mamasha Bezoyin is safe, so he's using it like a hat rack. About Leidach Gised, besides the Iser of Bezoyin Kisvei Kodesh, the Shach brings down a Yerushalmi that there's a Psashet, Shemer Dafin, that if a person leaves over an open sefer, he forgets what he learned. But al koponim, this is a halacha. The halacha says to leave a sefer megula is a bezoyin a sefer, and this is a greater bezoyin than turning it upside down, because then it's not megula. But preferably, one should not turn it upside down; one should cover it. Zok. Rashi. Lo yefshe. So Rashi says, she'ein lo beged lifleis. He doesn't have a beged to be peiris. Now, he says, a poshe pshat is, he was koire al roish agad. He was top of the Empire State Building, and there was nizgalgu miyodoi. We have a big sefer. And he was starting from Bereshis and was Nizgalgul, and he got up to the Borim. He doesn't have such a long beged to be Pyrus. She'ein loy beged lifreis, the Ritva says he doesn't have a beged kol kach godul to be Pyrus over it. So Memela, so either the alternative is to leave it Megule or to be Mahapachet. So he's Mahapachet. Zok Taisus, Ocha loy Yefshe, Pyrus bekuntres, mishum da'ein loy beged mezumet. Bechinam perish came. Afilu yeshloi. Afilu yehaz a beged. Ve oisai tam the osa legailulai etzloi. Osa lifrei shum beged. So Taisva says, we have to understand that it became nizgalgul teich yud. It became nizgalgul teich yud. So lemaise, so why isn't he allowed now to be gailulit back? Because to a geyser, so now to spread a beged over it, it should go lamata miyud. We have, what's the difference between be peiris a beged lamata to lamata miyud to be goylul a beged to be goylul a sefer that is lamata miyud? For geyser ain't a good biyode auto a good biyode geyser a good biyode auto ain't a good biyode. So lamaisa it should be yosa. The Ritva wants to find for Rashi that Rashi meant that if he had a beged godel or a persoi, v'sheyecha yizroishay lemayla b'inyin shlayiper lemata klal. That means we'd cover that chelik of the sefer that is lemayla miyut. And that wouldn't be also, and that would be preferable. That the Gemara says, Loi Efsha. It went Lamata Miyut, but he says the whole distance, till the Lamata Miyut, he could have covered with a sefer. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Like the Gemara, v'holay noach, says if it went lamata miyud, so the halacha is that according to the Tanakam, he's not allowed to be goylulit. Gzeire oto ain't a good biyod. And any good be yodai, it would be a deraisa. That means if he wouldn't be holding it, and he'd pick it up, he'd be even a deraisa. So therefore, there were guys about a good be yodai. Fact the Gemara, v'holoi noch. And now it's not in a matzav of noch. So filo, he would let go of it and pick it up. So he also wouldn't be over an isa deraisa, because it's loi noch. They only asked any good be yodai. The only answer the goodi biyodai, if in the matzav of this same matzav would be any goodi biyodai, even is a deraisa. If the matzav that it is now, that is loy noch beshus arabim, safilu any goodi biyodai is also not an isa deraisa. So memele, so why would they go is a by goodi biyodai? Voho loy noch. Omarove bekaisel meshupim. And he's speaking about a kaisel meshupim. Zok Rashi. There's no shvus because there's no gzeira to any good to be yodai, since any good to be yodai would also be, wouldn't be chayiv min haTorah. So the Gemara answers is speaking about the kaisel mishupe, the kivan the boilet lamato, the wall was built on an angle and it protrudes out, noch al bli toso. So the sefer was noch on the protrusion of the kaisel. So Mamela it's called Noch. Now how we understand why this is called Noch Bershus Arabim is Amachloikes HaRishonim in Mesechta Shabbos. Others learn Pshat, Amachloikes Taisvis in the Ramban. Taisvis learns Pshat that this protrusion is speaking about it is 9 Tfachim higher up from the Bershus Arabim. That's the Pshat, it's on the 9th Tefach. Between the 10th and the 9th, the Tefach, between 9 and 10. And we learned in Masechta Shabbos that he had an Amud Bashus Arabim that is 9 Tvachim tall. So when a person puts on this Amud, he's Chayiv. Because this Amud has a Din of Rishus Arabim. Why does he have a Din of Rishus Arabim? Because Rabim Mechat V'molo. 9 Tvachim is an ideal height for those who are carrying in the Rishus Arabim to adjust their packages on this Amud. So the Omud is mitashmishei harabim. So the Omud has a halacha of a reshus harabim. That is the halacha of an Omud that's gavoya tes. Machlekes rishayim if need mamish tes or fantes pliyut. So Taisus and Shabbos says it is speaking about that the protrusion, that what it was teichyut, was on the goiva tes, and it's rabim mechat finolof. So memeila, this protrusion is a mokim hashimu shel harabim. So memeila, it has a din of reshus harabim. So memeila, if the sefer is noch on this protrusion, it's called noch reshus harabim. That is shittas ha'taisus. But after it has to be rabim mechatam olav, now kaponim, it can't be lower than 9 tvach. The Ramban wants to say that even though it is lower than 9 tvachim, and it's ein rabbi mechatzim olav, but it's considered, that this is considered aver reshus harabim. It's considered aver reshus harabim, and therefore it's aloche keilu noch reshus harabim. Because the aver of this area is considered aver reshus harabim. That's how the Ramban says, Kratz, afilu ein rabbi mechatzim olav, it's also considered noch there's only a chut left between the seif and the oretz. It can be goylo. Why are you cheshbening with the oretz? It's considered noch b'shus harabim. To that it's lying on the protrusion of the kaisel. For nochlei, and for the Gemara, chasuri mechsre v'hochikton. That b'emesin, there's a few words missing in the Mishnah. Amed vorm amurim v'kaisel mishup. When did the Tanakhama say that if it was toich yud, one is not permitted to be goyle, let's lay b'kaisel mishup. Avo b'kaisel sha'ine mishup.
ריבר איז הקויס או שיינה משופר למיילו משלוי שגוילו לא יפלוי. So then the loch is as follows. So if it's the mile of Mishloisha from the Kalker, which is a rabbin, and it's a little bit of a head, the mat of Mishloisha, but if it's the mat of Mishloisha, I have to go like that. Let's be making it to that. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, after the lane of Mishloik Minor, it's a look more Yachut, he is also permitted to be Goylo. The making of the two that is the Rishash. Zot Rashi, the Trashi, Lamata Mishloisha, Igiya Roisha Sefer Mishloisha Somoch Lekalke, Aretz Michtahu, Pareyu Kemunach. So it's considered, Perich Gimel, it's considered Munach Bashus Aram, and Rav Yehuda is Chaylo. The Be'inon, so the Gemara says, what is the Svor of Rav Yehuda? The Be'inon, Hanoche Al Gabe Mashal. We need a hanoche al gabi mashal. That means, in order to be considered munach boshus harabim, it has to be lying on a moke. And Teich Gimel is not considered, Teich Gimel with all the lomdas is not considered munach on a moke. To be hanoche al gabi mashal. That means if it's resting on something, then it's Teich Gimel la'ore, then it's considered munach on a moke. That's called a hanoche. But if it's not resting on anything, it's not called munach in the rishus. So therefore, if there's a mashu between the sefer and the kalke, it's not considered yet munach rishus aram. Like the gemara, b'alaha da'omar rove. Teich shloishe lerabonon teich hanochem. Rabbi said this klal that teich shloishe according to the rabbanon don't know klut the commission. So it's not called noch. You need a noch. It's teich hanoch. Need a noch agabi mashu. So it comes out this maimer of Rabbi is massing to divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not massing to the Tanakame. The Tanakame holds that as long as it's teich shloishe, even though it's not noch on anything. It is also halacha kilu noch b'shus harab. Like the Gemara, leime ketanoi omro l'shmaite. So comes out of his memre, mesech de Shabbat, and was said stam, that per shloishe yenira anoche, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it doesn't stim to the buta'a tanekame. And for the Gemara, elakula Rabbi Yehuda. Our whole Mishnah is, there's no rabbonon in Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. וחסורי מרסה וחיתון. באמת, דברים אמורים, בקויסו משופה, זה לא נפץ תאיך יוד, את כל נוחבה של שרף, אבל בקויסו שאין המשופה, אפילו פוחס משוי של תפוחים, גוי ולוי עץ לוי, זאת נעת קונצרית נוח, שבי דברים, אפילו אין המסור כמנות, אלא מלאי חוד, גוי ולוי עץ לוי. My time had been in הנוח על גבי משהו, כל זמן it's not resting on anything, it is not called, it's noch in that rishus. It's not called noch in that rishus. Zot Rashi, Maho da omar over peka zayichik misach shabbos teishloi shel rabbonon. Which rabbonon? The pligi alei the rabbi kiva the kluta kemisha unte. The choylek an rabbi kiva. Ba omri in they hold a zayichik mishus ayochit. L'rishus ha-yochid d'ar rishus ha-rab l'mat mi-yasorim. There is a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. A person is zayrik from one rishus ha-yochid, another rishus ha-yochid d'ar rishus ha-rab. It's l'mat mi-yasorim. According to Rabbi Kiva, you are chayiv. As soon as it entered the Ava, rishus ha-rab, and you're chayiv. Al tzaytso, I was mighty mishus ha-yochid, l'rishus ha-rab. It wasn't noch b'rishus ha-rab. So Rabbi Kiva holds kluta, if it was niklat ba'aver, kemisha humcha ba'oretz tomi, it's like it's munach al ha'oretz. That's the svar of Rabbi Kiva. So there, if he says a zayt, mishus ha'yochid, mishus ha'yochid, mishus ha'rabim, lamate mi ha'soras, he holds yechay. The chachamim hold your pot, lemrin en hoil v'niklat ba'yu, tachtoinim, shem, mishus ha'rab, merei kemisha humcha l'chay v'oim. Since he was Nikla in the Avarishus Arabim, I don't say that it's Kilo Munach Ba'oretz Nishai.
according to the Rabbot. אבל אפילו זורק למטה משלושה, according to the Rabbonon, אפילו הוא זורק למטה משלושה, which you can say לא עבוד, לא ימחה, במעט שלא הגיע לאורץ, נשרף, או יבוא לכלא. It means if Rashi had a kasha, if it's lamata mishloisha, the mensch is going to reach the earth, so it's either going to be chayiv. So Rashi says, no, let's say that before it touched the earth, it got burnt or calibrated up. Elim kein nochal gabi mashu, unless it was nochal gabi mashu. Afulei have a mokim arbo, have a yanochit. Even though it wasn't a mokim arbo, and but it's teich gimel la'oritz and it's nocha gabi mashu, so that's considered very anoche in the rishus. Ulamay lo mishloisha, what'll be if it was noch lamay lo mishloisha? So then im noch pota for the Rabbi Kiva. He mokim arbo hu kamulas viles be arbo mokim p'tuhu. Al koponim, Rabbi had said according to the Chachomim, you need a noche al gabi mashu in order to be considered noch in the rishus. And here we see that the Tanakama holds is considered noch, afilu it's not resting on anything. Neime ke tanoyam ulishmaiti, the Tanakama, afilu ki loy noch nami gozalamata megimu, mishum zimnin, the ain a good biyodoi, and he might pick it up. Ulorova ke ain a good biyodoi nami ke agavne de loy noch lemachayvim kolte berziroi koidim shanoch, because it was never considered noch b'shu sarav. So the Gemara said, "Chasuri mechsere v'ochik toni v'awat," that the whole mission is going according to Rav Yehud. Zok Taisvus. The Taisvus on the medal. V'ho loy noch, v'kulei sefer osam akati loy noch, because it wasn't noch. Mele, if it wasn't noch, so mele, they won't go for anything. Neime ketanoi omro l'shmaite. So Taisha says as follows. The Gemara did not want to say that the machloikis of that Rove is a machloikis. The Gemara said our Mishnah Chsuri Mechsere in order to say that Divrei Rove is a plukte de tanoi de masnise. That is a machlekes of tanoim in a mishne, which are chilek and rove. Aber mikol mokim zuktaisus, al kolchoch ashkechen bereise de pligiele. But sicher, this memra of rove, that toich gimel is not considered noch, even though in mishnayis we won't find chilkem all of, but the sicher atan in a bereise that's chilek and rove. במסכת שבת פרק הזוירק, וזה בראיסה לתז הספרות, כבי הזוירק מרשוס היוחד, מרשוס היוחד, ורשוס הרבים באמצע, צרבקי וסשי חייב על סקלות הכמישון, תקטוני בבראיסה, וזה בראיסה לתז, תויך גימול, what will the הלוכה be, if it is תויך גימול, דברי הכל חייב, then the הלוכה will be, that afilu according to the Chachomim who are chaylik and Rabbi Kiva, it don't not plut the commission, but if it's teich gimel, you'll be chayim, because considered noch b'shusara. So we see klo, that there's a tane that is chaylik and rove, and hold that teich gimel is a shema noch. So why was the Gemara so anxious to say that everyone holds like rove, since we have an often a tane that does not hold out like rove? Taisa says, because that's a baraisa. The Gemara wanted al kaponim, there should not be a tanoim in the Mishnah that are chaylik and rove. That's Taisa's first test. Inami yesh lechalik. Now Taisa says another test to say that the baraisa, this baraisa is not a stira to rove. Why? What's the difference? The hocha. Our Gemara is speaking about Shebo HaChepetz Milamayla Migimel Lamata Lesechkim. Our Gemara is speaking about that the Chepetz was thrown or fell, was Kaira Roshagag. So the Sefer came Milamayla Migimel Lamata Lesechkim. So there the Aloch is who the boy Rove Anoch HaGabi Masha. So then Rove says, in order to consider that the Sefer is munach b'shus harom, it came from Lamaila Migimu, then you need Anocha Gabi Masha. Abol Hosam Ayri Shahoya HaChayfetz Teich Gimu. That's speaking about that the Chayfetz was Teich Gimu the whole time. The Chayfetz was never Lamaila Migimu. Mishayotza Mitachas Yodai. And he threw the Chayfetz as Zoyrek Meshusa Yochid Meshusa Yochid Meshusa Ram Be'emtza. And when so it's Yotza Mitachas Yodai, it was always Teich Gimu. So if it was always Teich Gimu, so then Afilu according to Rove, you do not need Anoch Al Gabi Masha. Period. Now the vile, the velta of Taisvis are Sifrei Teire. What's the chilek if it's going Lamaila Migimel, Lamata Migimel? Of the whole thing is Lamata Migimel. But Taisvis, the vile, that's what Taisvis said. If it's going Lamaila Migimel, Lamata Migimel, then in order to come to the Noch, you need, it's to be Munach ala Kolshu. Love is not sufficient. But, if the whole thing started Lamata Migimel, and it's going Lamata Migimel, then it's considered noch, afilu it's not munach ala kolshu. And that is the barais in Masechta Shabbos. Now, Taisus brings a raya to this yisod. The moide rove, the mabir, besoich shloisha. The person is carrying, besoich shloisha. The chemunach bekal kadomik, the much bepeh kamoitziyai. That if a person is walking, and his hands are Lamata Mishloisha. So it is considered, even though he's walking, it's considered Noch. It's considered Noch. So you see a Pesachayma. So Taisus is Medame this to my Bimata. Just like over there, you are Chayit, even though he's moving, but if it's Teich Gimel, you're Chayit. So who are them here? Now, this is a very shvere taisvis. Now, the Chazaynish al Kaponim says it's very shvere to understand what the Hagdora of taisvis is. But Chazaynish says in a few words what the Mahalach of taisvis is. Zok the Chazaynish in Simin Samach Beis if Kot Mechav Gimel, Masechta Shabbos, Venire taima. The whole Teich Gimel, if the Chayfetz was always Teich Gimel, Shem Mavir Allah. This is not called Zoyrek, this is called Mavir. Obe Meleches Mavir Ein Tzorich Anoch Al Gabi Mashu, Vahochi Kimlu Lechazal. There's Mavir Daladamis and there's Zoyrek Daladamis. Mavir Daladamas does not need a Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. Zoyrik Daladamas needs a Hanoch al Gabi Mashu in order to be Chai. Hochi Kimbu Le Chazal. That's that. We won't go further than that. But Taisvis says, when is it called Zoyrik and when is it called Mavir? So Taisvis says as follows. It never was Lamaila Migimel Tvachim, that falls into the category of Mavir. If it's Lamaila Migimel, that's Zayrik, and Zayrik needs Anoch Al Gabi Kosher. Let us see the next Mishnah. Ziz Shalifnei Chaloim, Noisnin Olav, Venoitlin Mimeno Bishabis. Let us see the Perish Chai. So the Perish Chai gives us a picture. Ziz shel lifnei chaloyim. We have page 215, picture 17. Ziz shel lifnei chaloyim. And he's permitted to put things out of the ziz, take things back from the ziz. Ziz shel lifnei chaloyim noitlim olav and noitlim mimenu b'shabbos. Tukrashi, Zishal of Nechaloin, Boilet Mina Kaisel, Gavoya Yud, Verochov Dalet. Naisnim Olov, Bnei Aliyah, the Rishus Hayochiti. So the Bnei Aliyah, the Rishash Taksimir says, because usually they used to have lo chaloinis, and like we see, the bottom floor had a lo chaloin. So that what the Mishnah was saying, zizlef ne chaloin, speaking about the chaloin of the aliyah. The chaloin of the aliyah was usually lamayla meyaser. So the ziz lefnechlin was also lamayla meyaser. So therefore, he's permitted to put on the ziz and take off the ziz into the house. Yeah. So the Gemara, I ziz the mapik laicha. Where is this ziz protruding in? What reshus is it protruding in? He learned the mapik l'shus harabim, if it's protruding into the l'shus harabim. Now this is a dangerous procedure. The ziz isn't too big. Halot for him. He's taking in and putting out, so it might fall out, it's olol to fall out from the ziz into the l'shus harabim. And he might come and bring it back. Chazal held that one should be chayish for such a thing, and he's been mishtamish and will fall out and will go and bring it back. Hello, the mapik l'shus hayochid. So if it's sticking out into a l'shus hayochid, his own l'shus hayochid, pshita. So what's the chiddush? It's allowed to mishtamish with his ziz. Omer abayil oilam the mapik l'shus harab. It's speaking about the fact he's mapik l'shus harab. All of the tani. So it's a very dangerous situation. You're going to put a few utensils there, very easily can fall out into the reshus haram, and he might come and pick it up. So the Gemara says, Diktoni kelam anishborim. You're only permitted to put down on this is kelam that if it falls, it'll break. So those kelim you're allowed to use. It was a small area in the inside kitchen, so they used the ziz to put out the dirty dishes or whatever it was, or to store the clean dishes. So those dishes, which if they'll fall, the zicha break, so those dishes you're allowed to put on the ziz. Because manushech, if it falls or it breaks, he won't pick it up. If it won't fall, it's not my favorite. Suktais, rash, the mapik lahechon, lahechon boilet. The mapil is just a yochid lechotzer, so it's pshita, what's the chiddush? The Mor says, kelem anishborim, klicheres uschuchis. Sheim noflu, if they'll fall, yishabeiru. They'll break. The lekelemeime du ma'ozu, lekelemeichish du ma'ozu lemaisilu, because there's nothing what to bring in, it's broken already. Look, Taisus. Neichish du ma'novel vosil asuyah. Taisus v'id the mapik lekamalus, but Taisus we heard over here the Gemara spoke about two extremes. If it's a rishus hayochid, his own rishus pshita, it's rishus harabim neichish dul menofel. The Gemara says so. Lechayra, what's about a kamalus? So Taisus says as follows: v'id the mapik lekamalus alachot tshenu morebe. So the loch be as follows: lirove the lesle lekamen gzeire legzeire pshita deshorim. It's a chlamisnik. Weiter, so weiter pshita. Gzeire le gzeire. Well, abaye de gozer. Abaye that was gozer. Gzeire le gzeire. Also, kmei be mapik l'shus harab. According to abaye, it will be like mapik l'shus harab. So, kamalis does not have a new din. It's told him, look, it's abaye verot. Ba'oid nire, mi de mishani abaye, lo'oilam de mapik l'shus harab. Mashma de mapik le kamlis a lachot shesheinim a revish shori. Afilu kelim sheinim nishbo. That you're allowed to take out kelim sheinim nishbo. Ba'af al gavdo kamen gozer abaye gzeir le gzeir. Yesh lechali kamay shepirash tilel. Taisa said before, abaye wasn't gozer by Shabbos all the time gzeir le gzeir. Tavke by a milsa de shchiche. Person is standing b'shus hayochid, is shoyse from a karmelis, roshe the karmelis, so then it's a milsa the shchichi might bring in the kais that he's drinking from, so then Abaye was goyze. But at the rabbonim, with not such a milsa the shchichi, Abaye wasn't goyze, gzeil gzeil. The peyre keitzed mishtatim gabi anshe chotze, anshe aliyah she shokru v'irvu, the toni ziz hayoit min ha-kaisel v'asore d'aliyah have, that Aliyah, the Bnei Aliyah, can be mishtamish with this deed. Havi la Aliyah, filen yirsham kelim, shenim nishbon. There, since it's only, so that we just said now, that according to everyone, if the ziz is boiled in a reshus, that's only osami the rabbonon to take out from and bring into the bayis, safil abayah will be moida that it is muta. Zogte gemore weiter, tanye nami hochi, ziz shalifnei achaloi, ziz shalifnei achaloi, hayoitzei l'rshus harabim, Meisnem Olof, Koreis, Bekoiseis, Kitoinieis, Utsloichieis, Mishtamish, Bechola Koiseis. So we have here in the Perish Chai, I don't know why he makes Koreis like a picture, but here he says what everything is. He has picture 18. Kitoinieis is a cup. Chorus is Aleph, Chorus is Beis, Ketaini is Gimel, that's the Chorus, it's Luchiyos, that's a jaw, that's Talat. Anyway, so it says Klor and the Baraisa, the Yesodis we said before. It says that number one, it's Boilet Lashusaram, and number two, it says that only Kalim, which are breakable, are permitted to these all the kli cheres. Tareis, kaisis, kitainis, and sleichies. But to put silver away, not allowed to, because it might fall down. Umishtamish bechol ha-kaisel ad asore atachtoid. Umishtamish bechol ha-kaisel ad asore atachtoid. So, look at it again at picture 18. Mishtamish b'chol ha-kaisel. B'chol ha-kaisel means that even though the chelik that's shaloikin neged ha-chaloyim, that means, let's say, the whole length of the house, you have a whole protrusion, the whole length of the house, at mishtamish b'chol ha-kaisel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, koreis v'kaisel v'kitoinis, kulam kelam anishborimim, the stomayu the cheres. Mishtamish b'chol ha-koysel. Im aziz mutal la'olkoi eitzel ha-koysel al-pnei kuloi. If the ziz is on the whole oirech ha-koysel, mishtamish b'chol aziz. It's permitted to be mishtamish afilo shaloi keneget ha-cholom. Ad asore ha-tachtoim. So trashi kloima. Kol mokim shu. It doesn't matter where the ziz is. Bein somach l'chaloy miyat, side the chelik of the ziz is right opposite the chaloy. Bein muvlik emenu ha'bei, side the chelik of the ziz is far away from the chaloy. Ubulvad, it doesn't matter. Watch la'ye b'soich ha'sorot ha'ktoinim shebishu saram. Because then if it's b'sorot ha'ktoinim, then it gets a din of kaponim it's ois, b'shu sayochet, that's for sure. Yeah. Steht weiter. Vim yesh ziz echod lemata mimenu. What if there's another ziz underneath it? Mishtamish boy. Then he's permitted to be mishtamish with the bottom ziz. Ube el yoin in the top ziz ain't a mishtamish boy ella keneget chaloi. He's on in the top ziz is mishtamish keneget chaloi noi. The bottom ziz is mishtamish keneget chalo ziz. Frag the Gemara. Hai ziz echidomi. This tabziz is telling us a very interesting halacha. The case of the tabziz and bottom ziz, let us look at picture 20. So we have a tabziz and a bottom ziz. Already he made according to the maskonos ha-gemara. But the tabziz is mishtamish keneged chaloinai, and the bottom ziz is permitted to be mishtamish kol oirech ha-kais. Read the gemara. Hai ziz hechidom. Idelet ve'yalbo. If the top ziz is less than dalat vochem, mokim p'tuhu. Now what mokim p'tuhu is, we'll see in Rashi. Rashi is, it's a big doichet pshat, mokim p'tuhu. Abal kaponim afilu keneged chaloinei nami lo yishtamei, she should be mishtamei shvul keneged chaloinei. ואיז בייארבו נפטה טאפסיס היז דלת פרוחים בכולי הקויסו לשטאפש.
What is the פשורי כנגד חלויני איז מוטר and the whole and כשלוי כנגד חלויני איז אוסר by the טאפסיס.
אומר הפאי איז הבאי פד איז פלוס טאחטן איז בייארבו. We're speaking about that the tachten here is dalet vochen. That's in the picture. The elyon less beyabo. The elyon does not have a reichet of dalet vochen. The chaloyin mashlimosi ledal. But keneged chaloyinoi could use the windowsill together with the ziz, and all together they'll add up to dalet. It's keneged chaloyin mishtamish techeire chaloyinu. It's an extension of the chaloyin. So you have all together dalet vochen. Agisa also, because there's less than dalet vochen. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, haizis elyoin hechidomi. Idles bayarbo mokim pturu. So what's the kashi? Afilu kineged chaloini lelishtamish. So Rashi says, hey, the mokim pturu, even though it's a mokim pturu, muta lechatif olov, you'll have to be mechatif. Kidekaim lon mokim shein bayarbo, muta lnerishus arabim,
Tashmishtoder
is not permissible. Because it is not chozi letashmishte.
So what'll be?
If you put something on a ziz less than dalet vochen, it's going to fall down.
If it stays,
if it falls, he won't go and pick it up because it broke.
If it's less than valid for him, so right that you put on will fall off.
So it looks like he's throwing into the Lashu Sarab. So therefore, less than valid for him is also.
Awesome.
Klaime, zov yis achloin vachavoseyu, loshin churi denokat, shim tegabi shabish achloin, churi reshus harabim, kishus harabim, and churi reshus hayoch, reshus hayoch, and domi, kagayin koislas much reshus harabim, v'yeish bo churim psuchim reshus harabim, lamat miyut hava reshus harabim. So, the way Rashi learns, so let us look at the picture, we'll understand now what the Barais is telling us. That disease, that's lamaylo, disease, that's lamaylo, so connected the chaloyin that has a reichav of dalet vochim, so you're allowed to be mishtamish bekelim nishborim. Shloi connected the chaloyin, you're not allowed to be mishtamish because it's a mokim ptur, it's less than dalet vochim. And the ziz lamato, since it has dalet vochim, you're allowed to be mishtamish, connected the kol oirech chaloyin. Now it's very difficult to understand what's the chiddush of the ziz lamato. This is one of the kashas that the Ritva asks on Rashi.